Good morning. I'm Adora Udoji. It's The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And Peter Jeffrey, you write the Reply to All column in The Wall Street Journal, correct?
That's right, John.
And it's great to have you here. I suspect when things start going crazy on Wall Street, like they've been doing this week, the editors come to you and say, okay, Jeffrey, we need some humor now. Let's come up with it, right?
It's terrifying. I try to hide under the desk, but it never works.
But you can always find, I guess I wouldn't call it a silver lining, but a scenario worse than what's going on Wall Street for real. Would you care to share some?
It wasn't easy, and that's what prompted this column. I couldn't imagine what could happen tomorrow. And I just went into a trance and thought, well, the vulcanized debentures market will melt down. And doesn't exist, but I thought that's the only thing that could happen.
And what are vulcanized debentures?
Well, in my imagination, I just could easily see picking up the paper the next morning, see bottom falls out of the vulcanized debentures market, and they are neither debt nor equity, but a kind of rubbery half promise, like the one you make to your cousin Stu that you won't wait till the next funeral to see him again.
So IOUs made up by some German bankers or something on the backs of napkins.
Yeah, devised on a napkin, and then they melt down because Citigroup has been propping them up with winks and nods at the auctions, and then they're acquired by Facebook, ultimately it all just melts down.
Now, this is pretty scary here. The implosion of the giant penny jars caused by monetary pressure from our negative savings rate. Pretty scary.
Our negative savings rate and nature's abhorrence of a vacuum, they come together to cause penny jars across America to crack and all the pennies spill out, which upsets the balance of payments and mom, because it's a mess all
right
over the carpet.
Could the candle market actually seize up?
It could, and this is one of the great fears of the Chandlers, which would probably be the next thing I could imagine happening in this scenario. I tried to approach the column in a way that was both respectful of the pain that people were going through, but tried to find a way to see what was funny about it. And the only thing that was funny to me was just how ghastly and absurd it all is.
Well, it's amazing to me that the feta arbitrage is related to the cheese bubble. And if that should burst, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah, all those bankers went into feta arbitrage, and they used several factors to try to guess at the price of the cheese, the U-RAM ratios, disappointed Greek diner patrons who were paying too much. And
olive derivatives. I mean, yeah. Sure, there you go.
The faulty
O-ring.
We should all be petrified of that.
They caused the alternative minimum tax to suck in together both rich people and poor people who couldn't agree on anything.
Oh my God.
What to watch on TV.
Now that hasn't happened, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
But just give it 24 hours.
All right, Peter, you're a creative guy. You're a funny guy. You also work for the Wall Street Journal. If you were to come up with a new name for what's going on now on Wall Street and the global markets, it might actually stick. Any ideas? Any stabs you want to take?
I think Lassie, because Lassie was a very soothing, nice presence, and I think we need something to take a bit of the scare and a bit of the bite out of what's going on.
All right, but that's not a descriptive term. You're saying what we need now is Lassie.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, we should get the Lassie theme together for that. If you were to actually use a descriptive term to replace meltdown or crisis or something like that, any ideas?
I think which would be H-U-U-U-U-U-U-I-I. I think would have to be the descriptive term.
That's pretty good. We've got that recorded, right? Okay, Peter Jeffrey writes the Reply to All column in the Wall Street Journal. He's here with us in the studio, and I want you to keep thinking. Keep that thinking cap on,
I
Peter,
will.
All right? Other scenarios coming up, real and imagined. And stay tuned for a musical debate.